Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
There's something that I found to be very magical about looking at my children for the first time. They were newly born. The first gaze at a human being that you actually created. For me, it was, as a mother, this distinct moment. I remember looking down in awe at Shiri. She's too young to be embarrassed by me talking about this just yet. She had these silvery eyes, and her ears, the inside of her ears, were shaped like the letter E. I remember the way that her feet fit so tiny in my hands. And it was hard to imagine that my body was able to create another human being. And as she's grown up, we look at her and we say, okay, she looks like me today. There are days she looks like Duncan. Sometimes her mannerisms will be clear that she's been watching me her whole life. And other days I look at her and I don't even know where she came from. But it's in all of these moments that I'm reminded of the miracle that we even exist as human beings in our world. Had it not been for that moment in creation when God recognized that there was a need for human beings, none of these wonders would even exist. As we read Parshat Naso this week, we read about the Israelite society trying to move forward after leaving Egypt and about the establishment of a successful community. The narrative picks up with the second counting of the people, laws about how to treat one another and the property that we own, and the blessing of the priests to the people. We get the laws of the Nazir detailing how we might dedicate ourselves directly to God. And among these laws is this notion of connection to a community, to God, and to the greater people. As the section of text makes its way through the establishment of a new society, we learn about confession and atonement for what we've done. The text teaches, any wrong toward a fellow man, thus breaking faith with the Lord. Any wrong towards a fellow man, thus breaking faith with the Lord. It's a small verse, and it becomes fodder for much debate among the commentators. But when I read this verse, it reminds me that we're all created in God's image. Therefore, an affront to a human being is an affront to the God of creation. Logically, if all human beings are then created with the spark of the divine in them, then the person who pushes your buttons in all the wrong ways and the person whom you can't live without in the world, we're both created with the divine spark. We live in a world where it feels like every week or some weeks every day, we're observing tragedies. In the wake of last week's school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas, and this week's school shooting in Indiana, and now on the 1-year anniversary of the violence that happened on our very own MAX train a year ago, it makes it hard to reconcile our belief that every human has an inner divine spark. We're living in a time where we're reminded constantly of the simple and sad truth that just a spark is not enough. A spark is not a flame. A spark dies instantly if it's not ignited. And who's responsible for igniting that spark? We are. It's not God. God was responsible for placing that spark within each of us, but we're responsible for the flame. I read the single verse in this week's Torah portion, and I can only imagine what our world would look like if we looked at one another and we not only recognized something greater than ourselves, but we recognized our mandate to make sure that spark in each human being is never extinguished. Shabbat Shalom.